Oddball Michigan is a recently published book which seeks to catalog all of the oddball tourist destinations throughout our state, and there are plenty of them. I mean, who can forget the monument to the designer of the Jefferson Nickel? I mean, where else will you find this kind of attraction? We welcome the author of Oddball Michigan to Current State, Jerome Poland. Jerome, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me.
This is quite a compendium of oddball destinations. Our hat is off to you. One of your favorite spots is one that I had not heard of until I picked up the book, Lakenan Land, near Marquette in the Upper Peninsula. Tell us about Lakenan Land.
Yes, Lakenan Land, it was started by a guy by the name of Tom Lankinen, and he started collecting scraps from construction jobs that he was working on, the metal scraps. And he decided to make sculptures out of them. He started welding them together and make these really crazy sculptures. On the cover of the book, there's a sculpture of a, looks like an alligator that's holding up a marlin that he caught on a fishing line. And he was putting these in his front lawn, and the local authorities said that you're breaking the zoning laws. You can't put these in your front lawn. So he bought this huge tract of land right on the southern shore of Lake Superior, and he opened up this thing called Lakenan Land, or Lakenan Land, and it's a 24-hour day, 7-day a week, 365 days a year sculpture park, and even in the winter you can go through on a snowmobile. And there's about 150 really bizarre metal sculptures scattered out throughout this park.
Sounds like an attention-getter.
Yes. Yeah. I say in the book it's worth driving way out of your way for, because it is way out of your way.
It is. It has led to a lot of rubbernecking, no doubt. Reminds me of Carhenge. Have you ever been to Carhenge?
Yes, I have been to Carhenge in Alliance, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they recently refurbished that. So, that's a great place to see, too.
It's our listeners who are not aware of Carhenge, it's a circle of old cars that are more or less impaled into the ground. Vertically, a pretty unmistakable sight. You also write about the Trabajo Rustico bridges. We got a thing about bridges in this state, which we you can explain maybe in a minute. But tell us about the Trabajo Rustico bridges.
Well, the Trabajo Rustico bridges—they're in Somerset Center, kind of in the western part of the Irish Hills area. And years ago, the guy who ran the cement factory there in the area in Cement City. Commissioned these bridges to be built on his estate, and there's about 15 of them that cross this little creek that runs through this what's now a park. And Trabajo Rustico is a Mexican folk art where they take cement and they make it look like natural material. So it could be either wooden logs or thatched roofs or rope or branches. And each of these bridges is entirely unique, and they crisscross this little creek that runs through the middle of the park. And they were made, I think, about 80, 85 years ago, and they're still strong as ever. They're very well built, but you'd miss them driving down the road. I mean, this creek runs through the bottom of the park, so you can't even really see it from the road. But they're definitely worth stopping for, because, it's a tradition, a folk art tradition that isn't practiced much anymore.
We're talking with Jerome Poland, author of Oddball Michigan, which pretty much is self-explanatory. Have you ever been someplace and were just creeped out enough that you vowed you'd never return?
You know, nobody's ever asked me that. No, actually not. You know, there's a few places that I wondered about going to before I went, but
why,
once I got there.
Yeah. Why did I go in the first place? Was the question.
Right.
I see. Now, a lot of people from Michigan know the Republican Party was apparently born in Jackson. There's a huge monument to the Republican Party in Jackson here, too. What's there?
I wouldn't actually call it huge. It's about the size of a house, a lot for a house. and it's basically when they were going to have a convention in Jackson back in the 1800s, and they didn't have enough room in the building that they were planning on having the meeting, so they moved out under this elm tree on this guy's property, And that's where they had their first state convention of what became the Republican Party. And today, like I said, it's about the size of a house lot on the north west side of Jackson. They've got a boulder with a marker on it and a little sign there, but that's about all there is.
There's a number of trees right around our state capitol here in Lansing with some with some history. In fact, one has actually been to space, so to speak. Tell us about that.
Right, the genetic material has been to space. Apollo 14 carried a number of seeds that orbited the moon, and one of them was a weeping beech that was brought back to the United States. It was sprouted, and then the little seedling was planted by Governor Romney back for the bicentennial. And it's on the southeast quadrant of the state capitol building, and it's called the Moon Tree. And you can see it today. All the genes that make up that tree were at once in outer space.
How many destinations do you have altogether in your Oddball Michigan book?
There are actually a little more than 450. So there's plenty of places to see, and there's maps and driving directions. And
how do you find out about all these places?
You know, I've been working on these about 20 years. I mean, it started as my own, just to amuse myself, and then I started writing a magazine, and that magazine became the books. So I've been collecting information about weird places for years, and if I see something on the news or if I hear a tip from someone, I always jot down a little information enough to find it again. And I've got an enormous file cabinet with one file for every state, and I just throw the information in there, and when I'm ready to hit the road,
I want to see it.
Folders.
I want to see. I want you to take a picture on your iPhone and email me a picture of your all of those slips of paper. Can we offer a suggestion?
What?
Jerome, as to an oddball destination?
Sure.
Current State recently visited with the curator founder of the Moist Towelette Museum.
Oh, my gosh.
Here in East Lansing. This is purportedly, it's not official, it is just purportedly the world's most extensive collection of moist towelettes from airlines, doctors, offices, what have you.
Years ago, I tried to get to the Toilet Paper Museum in Madison, Wisconsin. And basically, they started with a few rolls from famous places, and they encouraged people, if they wanted to visit the museum, to bring a roll from a famous place. Now, I don't know how accurate the information was, but, you know, somebody would show up with something that says the Alamo written on it and whatnot. So it was a large collection. Apparently, it's in it's currently offline, but, still around.
What is the weirdest place you've ever visited? I mean, is there one that really rises to the top?
Without a doubt, there's a place in the Wisconsin Dells. It's called Top Secret. And what it is they've taken a model, a full-size model of the White House, turned it upside down, and dropped it on the ground. And what you do is you tour through the White House upside down, and all the presidents are on the ceiling, which is the floor, and you walk on the floor, which is the ceiling. They've got dogs, they've got robots, they've got, secret laboratories that you didn't know were in the White House, and it's, this running shtick by the person who's leading you through on the tour. I still have figured, I have no idea what in the world that attraction was all about.
It has only the vaguest collection to reality, connection to reality.
Not even gravity. I mean, all the drapes hang up and all the plants grow down.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us here today. Jerome Polin is the author of the new book, Oddball Michigan, just the latest in his series of oddball books. Jerome, it's been a pleasure. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.